Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
Hey, good afternoon. This is News for the Heart, and today I'm joined with my awesome co-host, Jean Adrian. And I say awesome because we are doing some great things starting today, tonight. And, well, we've been friends now and been doing shows for over 6 years. So I'm always excited to have you. And I know we do, you know, 2 shows on mine a month, and we do a show live on your station. And we're just like, we're all over the place.
Are we, though?
Yeah. So we have this amazing support group that is starting tonight. I'm really hoping to get more people, or as we go, more people start joining us, because it is going to be so much fun. We're going to start with a guided channeled meditation where Jean's going to do some of her clearing work. Then we're going to open it up and have, you know, personal questions and chat about that and how we can do that. So I'm excited.
Me too.
And it starts tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time, so that we can get the West Coast included. So it's 5 p.m. on the West Coast. So join us, because it's going to be a blast and we are going to have so much fun. Now, we can talk, I guess, about kind of what's going on.
Please, because I think you've got some information I don't have.
Well, we got a bunch of things. This is like a packed full month. Venus finally has gone direct. Now, we don't pass its shadow side until, I think it's October 6th. So we got a ways for that to go. Or maybe it's October 5th, because it was September 6th that it finally went direct. So it's probably the 5th. Anyway, we got, you know, that's a relief for many, many people, because when we're in retrograde, it affects a lot of women. It can create depression. So now that it's direct, it's good. Any relationships that were started during the retrograde, you will now be able to find out whether they're worth pursuing, because now you'll kind of have a more clear picture of whether, you know, this is a relationship that you want. When it's in retrograde, you know, retrograde is all about, you know, all the things that from the past. So typically relationships, you know, will reflect, if not a past partner where someone has come back into your life, it definitely will affect, it would definitely be kind of one of those pattern episodes where you get to see. But after Venus goes direct, and thankfully Venus, I think it's only, you know, once every 2 years or a year and a half that it goes retrograde. So we don't have to worry about it for a little while. It does typically affect you. Now, I know, Jean, that you have Venus retrograde in your birth chart. So
Right. It's
usually easier for you. I know that a lot of people spend a lot of money during the retrograde. I know I did. It was all electrical stuff, just because that's when the best sales are for, you know, computers and anything really electrical. Everything kind of goes on sale in September or in August for back to school stuff. So I got some great deals, but I did end up, you know, putting out a little bit of extra more money than I usually do.
I actually made money.
Oh, I made a lot of money too, but I spent more than I have in a long time. Long time. Okay. But yeah, I and you had your workshop, so you made a nice chunk of cash. So okay, so that's Venus. It, like I said, you'll probably now, once it goes direct, and definitely once it clears the shadow period, you'll be able to look at those relationships that may have started and see how they still fit into your life. And if they do, awesome. It just means, you know, either you've worked through your pattern and you're ready to, it doesn't bother you, so you can work in, it's okay. There's many things that could happen. So just be aware. Now, the next thing that comes up is on the 13th, and that is, an eclipse. Which eclipse is it? It is, I believe it's a solar eclipse. Come on.
See, you're way ahead of me because I don't meet with my astrologer until, well, she should be contacting me for an appointment pretty soon because we meet on the balsamic before the new moon. So I don't have any of this information.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay. So it's a solar eclipse. Solar eclipse aren't quite as intense as the lunar eclipse, which is going to be the 27th. It's in the sign of Virgo, which makes sense. Typically eclipses intensify energies. So new moons are all about new beginnings. So people kind of go for the new beginning. And since it's in Virgo, it's going to be about health. It could be about details. So something could be changing. Use the vibration of the eclipse to allow new things to happen. So I'm going to use it for my health and really, you know, really full into it. But one of the things is we need to begin to release the critical mindset and feelings that we have about being on our own. So, because the Virgo is the hermit. So it's about, you know, being really good about being with yourself and releasing all that critical stuff that could happen. So it's good. You know, it's all about moving into the heart and activating this desire to integrate wholeness. So that's good. I don't think this one's going to be a difficult one. I think it may be beneficial as long as you're willing to let go of things and definitely, you know, let go of fear and worry and move into your highest light, and really embrace what's going on. That's good. Now, This is, you know, a sort of positive one. compared to what's happening on September 17th. Now, September 17th is what? It is. Do you know what day it is?
Thursday.
Okay. So it's during the week. If it is at all possible, take the day off because it is a bit of a doozy. We have the M word, so Mercury's going retrograde on that day. We also have Saturn moving back into Sagittarius. So to most people, I'm just going to say all major Black Mondays, all major corrections in the stock market, in the financial market, in like housing and everything have always happened when Saturn's in Sagittarius. Now it's going to be there for the next 2 years. And my feeling is we're not going to get a correction until about, I'm going to say the end of 2016 or near the beginning to mid of 2017. But somewhere around there, I believe we're going to have a major correction. I think we are so far due to, because, I mean, I don't know what it's like there in Atlanta, but I can tell you here, I mean, a starter home is $700,000.
Good Lord.
It's true. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And the markets have been going up for a very long time. I mean, people are doubling their investments in real estate in 10 years now. I mean, it's ridiculous. So something has to change. And I'm going to say, you know, the next 18 to 22 months, we're going to have some sort of major correction. Okay, so that happens. And then the other thing that happens, which it doesn't sound... On paper, it doesn't sound necessarily like it's an awful thing, but Jupiter opposes Neptune. So Jupiter is the planet of luck, and it's the planet of expansion, and Neptune is the planet of illusion and deceit, and it's all about
it's
the
my
dreams.
Ruling planet.
Yeah, I mean, Neptune can be okay. It's just that when it's opposing something, and it's opposing the big planet, the planet of expansion, the planet of luck, it's going to make things really confusing. So that happens on that day. And I think, if I'm correct, it only happens once. Like it's only a one hit, which in some cases is good, but in some cases it means it's going to be a really doozy one. Like it's going to be something very confusing could happen on that day where you're just like, what? So I just want people to be aware. It doesn't mean that, you know, it's the end of the world or anything. It doesn't mean, it's just that whatever kind of goes on that day, just give it a few days to sort of see what happens afterwards. But, you know, that means a few days before, it means a few days after. It's just, it's going to be an intense day. It's going to be, you know, this will be the day if Mercury retrograde, the trickster planet, if anything's ever going to happen, it's going to be this day. So, you know, if you could, and I know that Mercury is in the last air sign, which means it's in Libra this time. Because this year it's been all in air signs, and Libra also is a, I'm not taking, please Libras, don't take offense to this, but often they're very wishy-washy, and it has a lot to do around relationships, because Libras are all here to learn about relationships. So a confusing Neptune day in, you know, as Mercury goes retrograde in a kind of wishy-washy day, like wishy-washy sign. I mean, it's going to be a little bit, just take the day off if you can. just do that, because I think it's just going to be really confusing. And it is kind of the most intense day that we're going to have this month. But it's just that September is just so full. Luckily, October, we can take a breath. There's like no major things happening in October. There's no major, you know, outer planet changes or anything. So this is really the planet. This is the month where everything happens. And I know that everybody loves to have new beginnings, but it's just that kind of month. So the last thing that happens is that we have a lunar eclipse on September 27th. It's going to be, visible in North America. So, you know, take some time and enjoy that. But lunar eclipses are more intense, and the sun is shifted into Libra by that time. So that wishy-washy energy. And I believe it'll be, do I even have that? I should have that somewhere, but it'll be the opposite of Libra. So whatever the opposite of Libra is. Aries? Is that true? No, actually it means it's in the same. When we have a full moon, the sun and the moon are aligned. So that means, yeah, that means it's actually not the opposite. It means it's in Libra.
It's just
as
a
well.
Libra kind of month, huh?
Well, I mean, it should be a Virgo type of month. But
yeah, you think.
Because, you know, it doesn't go into Libra for a while. But yeah, it's going to be some interesting energy. And again, lunar eclipses are more intense. So it could be, Let's see what our expert says. Relationships issues are present. Know that it's time to fully strike out on your own. What do you need to be clear, release, let go of, so you can fully move into a place of honoring the self? Not speaking about terminating relationships unless that is something you feel you need to do. But what I'm speaking of is understanding the self in a totally new way. There's a strong desire to reach a higher level of existence. In order to do so, one must first release aspects of the ego as you integrate a higher vibration of your spirit into your heart center. You need to play and release serious natures that stop innocence of your spirit from coming out and fully expressing yourself. Give yourself permission to simply be that desired expression of self that lives at the heart. Let your inner child come out to play, Remember, we are healing, we are embracing love, and one way to do so is through tears, laughter, and the expression of innocence. All right, so that's my expert, Nancy Aruto. We did a show, we've talked about all the stuff up until, I believe, the end of October. If you want to know more about what's happening, check it out there. She definitely talks a lot about the 17th. And I think it's time to go for a break. Yep, it's time to go for a break. So you are listening to News for the Heart. I have Jean Adrian with me. Jean can be found at jeanadrian.com, myself, intuitivesoul.com, and we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired, through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts, over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to, as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions, or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. And I have Jean Adrian with me. Again, if you want more information about Jean, go to jeanadrian.com. If you want more information about myself, go to intuitivesoul.com. We have an amazing heart-based support group that is starting tonight. I know that you're not going to receive this until later in the week, so if you want to join, please join us. We will still be able to take your calls, and it's going to be awesome because it's going to be very individual based. We're going to start with a channeled meditation by myself. We're going to have Jean doing some clearing work on that she does. It's going to be amazing. We're going to take individual questions. So it's going to be an amazing group, and it's only $44 for the month of September. So do take advantage of that. Once we reach October, it'll be going up to $50 a month unless you sign up for a 3-month period of $44 a month. And that way we have the commitment, and that's really what we're looking for. We want to offer the $44. We just want to have you committed to doing at least a 3-month program with us. And it should be great. Now, a couple other things that I didn't mention at the beginning. We have finally got a book deal, and our new book, Realities of Creation, which will also probably have another Realities of Creation telesummit, will be out in stores and Amazon sometime in April. So I am so excited. I'm finally a published author or co-author of I think it's going to be an amazing book. And so that's exciting. Jean and I do a live show once a month. It is the first Thursday of every month where we do free readings and clearings. It is at healthylife.net. And Jean, you may have to help me here, but the phone number to call us is
800-555-5453.
Yeah, there you go. And so you've missed the last one because it was last week, but our next one will, oh my, our next one will be October 1st. Mm-hmm. that's pushing it right on the limit. All right, yeah. Cool. And that's not the time you're away, is that correct?
No.
Okay, it's November. All right.
November.
Perfect. So join us for that. It's amazing talk. We get to review all the things that we're doing, and it's a lot of fun. So join us. All right. Also, Jean is with me twice every month. And so we started a little bit late this month because of Labor Day. So our next show will be on the 21st live, and it will be aired on the 25th. Cool. Okay. So I wanted to bring up a topic because I don't know if you, I assume most people know that Dr. Wayne Dyer has passed on. He passed on last week, last weekend. And so Hay House has been putting out his books at a really reduced rate. They also put out his movie, The Shift. And I watched it. I thought it was really good. But the one thing that stuck out, and I know that my blog is going to be about this month, is he put a quote in, and his quote was, he doesn't believe you create what you want. He believes you create who you are. Let that settle in, because that's an amazing and powerful quote. And part of that quote means, if you're not creating the life you desire, if you are not in a place that is, you know, exactly what you want, it means that who you are is part of your story and you're stuck in fear and ego. Okay, so who you are, it's not the essence of who you are. That essence is pure and beautiful and lovely. But who we are right at this moment is often caught up in old, outdated beliefs, a story that was created before the age of 7, along with the beliefs, along with not being emotionally mature enough to even understand what was happening before the age of 7. And those stories may still be interfering with who you are and where you're wanting to go and how you're wanting to be. And I think that that's an amazing thing, because it enveloped me in this like loving energy to know that if you're not getting what you want, and we certainly talk about the law of creation a lot, but if you're not attracting everything that you want into your life, you have the potential to change. And I did a great interview with Thomas Campbell last month, actually not that long ago. So it's still up probably on most of the stations at iHeart and Spreaker. But we talked about the stories and where they came from. And one of the most important things he said was, you know, it's not so easy to know what our beliefs are because they're kind of hidden. And our stories, we may know the major themes of our stories, but see, the stories exist because of what we believe. So these beliefs and values that we hold, that we believe are true, that kind of recreate that story over and over and over again. But the one thing that he said, that the easy thing to note is when we're in ego. And I believe that that's really true. That, you know, we can know when we're in ego. We can know when we're in fear because we know that feeling. But most of us are in our heads and in fear, you know, 99% of the time. So, but to know when we're in ego, I mean, that's a nice piece. It can allow you to shift just when you know you're in ego or you know you're in fear, and you can track that by your emotional state. If you're not in a place of peace or happiness, then you're in a state of fear and you're in a state of ego. And that, you know, that can be identified. And once you identify that, you can then make a choice. You know, we get caught up in these stories and we believe these stories to be so true when we're in them
that yeah, if, but you know, when you're in it and you're living it that way, you're not in integrity. That's absolutely the big thing, I think.
And therefore, who you are is ego-driven, fear-based, story repeating over and over again and adding to that story. And so who you are can't create the life you desire because who you are is just stuck in this story. Right. And acknowledging that and knowing that is the first step in being able to change that.
Yep.
So that was a big piece. I mean, I would watch the movie if it's no longer on Hay House, and I believe it is for another few days. It is on YouTube, so you can pick it up, watch it. I mean, Wayne Dyer, he was 75. He lived a life, I believe, of authenticity, and you know, he is very well known and well respected in his field, and well loved. And I think, you know, he offers some really, I mean, it may not be anything new, but it may give you that aha moment. And there's certainly examples of what he's talking about. They kind of follow around a few couples to help you understand the ego, to help you understand how you get attached. It's good. I would recommend it. It's called The Shift. And I believe it was, you know, made in the last year or 2 years. So it's relatively recent and it's full of, you know, great information. I really resonated with that quote.
I mean, you know, it was a very impactful time and very surprising because I don't think anybody expected him to leave quite so soon.
No.
And
a lot of that is happening around now. Like, I don't know if it, I don't know what it is. I don't know what, you know, we were still in, Saturn was in Scorpio, and Scorpio is all about, you know, death and release. I don't know if it was that, but, you know, I have, my mom was telling me about one of her cousins who was driving and was stung by a bee, and he didn't have time to get out his kit. I mean, like, things that, I mean, Wayne Dyer passed in his sleep from a heart attack. I mean, you know, these are things that if they happened at different times, they probably would have survived. Right?
Yeah.
So there's something going on that's just, you know, getting us, preparing us for something. And obviously he'd been telling, you know, his family that he was getting excited for the next journey. So there, I don't know, who knows, but you know, that is one of the things, like when I know that the one that hit me the most was when Debbie Ford passed away, because she was young and all of her work was about the shadow. And I thought that that was what we were supposed to be doing. And that if you did your shadow work, then we wouldn't have disease and we wouldn't have, you know, these problems, and we would be living in a state of bliss. And I don't believe that she didn't do her work. I think sometimes it's the timing. It's, you know, I don't know if we're predestined or what it is. I know that, you know, sometimes it's once we've fulfilled our contracts and we feel content and we're ready. I don't know.
It's not our place to know.
No, that's the big thing, of course. We don't need to know what the bigger picture was for them. Sometimes, though, we get very confused and upset about stuff like this because it makes us wonder, you know, what the world is all about.
Right.
Right. If we're here to do our work and we do our work and we're, you know, that's what we're dedicating our lives to. And, you know, these are two prime examples of people that dedicated their lives to doing their work. You know, what makes the difference for some people that survive, you know, are three times survivors of cancer, and you know, what makes that difference? What we talk about it being the law of attraction, and we talk about it being, you know, doing your work, but what makes one person, you know, be a three time survivor and another person not? Or what, you know, it makes you wonder when we contribute all of these things to certain events or certain clearings or certain things, and yet stuff still happens. I mean, that's the thing. Stuff happens, and it's how we perceive it. It's how we look at the world. But it's an interesting one, because I think a lot of people get confused.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing all this work. It's hard work. It's not necessarily fun work. We're not always happy about it. We just do it because we think it's the right thing to do, or because we're, I don't know. I don't, you know, we don't like to talk about mortality. We don't like to think about mortality. And, you know, most people aren't ready for it.
Right.
It's
But, you know, we're all going to deal with it someday.
Yeah. And it's not us that's the problem. You know, once we pass, you know, we're in the right place at the right time. It's who we leave behind that's right, that has to deal with it, right? But it's true. Like, I don't, you know, it's confusing sometimes. It really is confusing, especially in our line of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a great movie. It's called The Shift, and it is a movie. It's him offering teachings, but it's done as, you know, him in a being. I think the premise of it is, have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So the premise of it is that he's being recorded. I don't know if it was his intention, he wanted to be recorded. So they have this producer that's recording, but he doesn't really want to be there. So in the end, I think it was his idea, once he saw everything come together, that's why he made the movie, sort of thing. It's like they chose the events. There were people involved, including the producer that was having a problem, and two other families that seemed to be going through a shift. And at the end, he kind of pulls it all together, which I believe is then the movie that he created. So it's kind of like you're watching him go through what he's going through to get to the end, which is the movie that gets produced, if that makes sense. Is that too confusing?
No, that's
okay. Yeah, so anyway, it's interesting. Yeah, Portia is in it. They have a few stars. The producer, I believe, is Dom DeLuise's son. You know, so they got a few stars. It's cool. It's an interesting movie. It's a good one for people to sort of see how ego, you know, gets involved, attachments get involved. It's interesting. Definitely cool. Goes through his concepts of what he's trying to help people with. Yeah. Okay. So you wanted to talk about your
flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know me well enough to know I've been dealing with knee issues now for these many years, since somewhere around the early 2000s, when my 90-pound Doberman at that time ran into my right leg and hyperextended my knee and tore the cartilage.
Oh, I didn't know that was the cause.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you had a Doberman.
Yeah. Oh, she was a love. Her name was Chrissy. And she was a red and rust Dobie. Mm-hmm. And I never trimmed her ears. So nice. She didn't look like a scary Dobie.
Right.
But she was 95 pounds and solid muscle.
Yeah.
And scared of her own shadow. So what happened was somebody came to the front door, and she was up in the front hall, and she was hauling Boogie down the hall and got just too close to me to hide behind me. And she was going to come to hide behind me. And that's what she did when the doorbell rang. But she got too close to my right leg and clipped it. And it was really interesting, because I had a huge epiphany on all of that this past weekend, or 2 weekends ago, when I was hosting the UN Method workshop here.
Right.
And so the place where the tear is, it's on the right lateral meniscus, which is gallbladder 33. Hmm. And gallbladder 33 is about feeling unloved in my work, in my world. Hmm. And so when all of this happened was when my marriage was falling apart. And I didn't put two and two together on that until that weekend workshop. Actually, the Sunday morning of the workshop, I had that huge aha that our body, you know, that we store stuff in our body like little time bombs to help us to learn whatever lessons we needed to learn. And so I went back to see what was going on when I stored that wound. And that was how I came upon that one. But this whole thing about the workshop and this hosting job that I did, et cetera, was really a learning experience for me, because instead of just being responsible for myself, I was responsible for another human being on time to private sessions, to class, to, you know, whatever. And I was having to orchestrate that. And it was like herding cats. And I was getting more and more frustrated as the week wore on, because, you know, I had created all these spreadsheets, you know, with all these appointments. And was being unable to get the person that was doing the work to be where he was supposed to be when he was supposed to be there.
I see.
And I was getting very frustrated and angrier and angrier and angrier at myself and everybody else. And I guess I'm not sure what the final straw was, but suffice it to say, this happened on Monday. People were scheduled on top of people. Mm-hmm. Because I had scheduled and then the other person was scheduling without telling me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And then forgetting that he had scheduled.
Oh, no.
Without telling me. And that, I guess that was the thing that pushed me over the edge. And so I was sitting after I had to, like, drop everything and take this man to an appointment at a home that he'd committed to go to. Because the person he was working on was not able to travel to come to the office. And so I took him there. It was about an hour away. And so I went and sat in a parking lot and meditated and wrote to try to calm myself down. And what I realized, the message that I got from Spirit when I asked about it was, this is a lesson in flexibility.
Right.
And, you know, and what I began to realize was that every single person was getting exactly what they needed at exactly the right time. And nobody was upset but me.
Oh.
And when I got that, then I connected back into the healing of my knee that began over the weekend, because this whole flexibility thing had started on Thursday of the week before. And I've got like a brand new knee.
Nice.
Yeah, once I was able to let go and just free fall and allow things to happen around me. And that whole free fall thing has been kind of a theme for me for the whole last month. Of just complete surrender and not trying to figure things out, but just letting go and letting God.
Right.
And yeah. I'm in a much better physical place than I was a week ago.
Nice. Well,
yeah. So I think it goes right along with, you know, all of the Virgo stuff,
right,
from the last month, because I think all the new moon and all that and the balsamic. I don't know about the balsamic, but the new moon was in Virgo, right?
Yes.
For the last month, yeah, which is about rules and. It's diet, health, and hygiene for sure, but it's also about structure and, you know, and dotted I's and crossed T's and all of that kind of stuff, which was what I was trying to do.
Right.
You know, but wasn't what I was supposed to be doing,
right.
If there's such a thing as supposed to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm putting post-it notes up everywhere about, you know, letting go and not being inflexible anymore and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's an important little piece, huh?
I think so. Yeah. And, you know, and I think that it's not, maybe it's not for everybody, but it sure is for me.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's go to our last break. You are listening to News for the Heart, and we are getting to the heart of what matters. We've been talking about astrology. We've been talking about Wayne Dyer in a quote, and we've finished with flexibility. We come back. I don't know what we're going to be talking about, but we're going to come back, and we'll be back then. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on BeMajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BeMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at BeMajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters. I have Jean Adrian with me. Jean will be back again. I believe it's the 21st. It is. That's the live show. And, you know, we'll talk more about our support group. I mean, I really, again, want to talk about the support group because I'm really excited about it. It starts tonight. It's at 8 p.m. You have to sign up to get the information to sign in and to call us. But it's going to be an amazing heart-based program. You know, there'll be a channeled meditation at the beginning. Jean will do her clearing work. You know, it'll be great. I'm really excited about it. So if you want more information about Jean, go to her website, jeanadrian.com, myself, intuitivesoul.com. If you want to know about the support group, you can look on Facebook. There is a page set up on Intuitive Soul. You can get it from either jeanadrian.com or my page. If you scroll down on the home page, you can find a banner on it, and that will click right to it. Or you can go to the service menu and go down and look for heart-based support group and find out information there. Again, it's only $44 a month. We also have a special half hour, just the two of us, where we're gonna do a clearing right now, but it's a reading, an in-depth clearing. And you can get that for only $75. Neither of us offer half-hour treatments or readings or clearings. So we're just doing this for our listeners. All right, Jean, I thought we would come back with what? With a clearing.
Well, we're going into a very powerful new moon, new month that, you know, has potential for a lot of new beginnings. So I thought it would be appropriate if we went in and did a clearing to clear away anything that would prevent us from capitalizing on all the possibilities that could be available for each and every one of us in this new month, new moon.
Nice.
So just take a moment, surrender to spirit, and ask for help in looking at what we need to look at today for our highest and best good so that we can take best advantage of everything that is coming to us for our betterment during this next month. And what's blocking us from, you know, capitalizing the most is ancestral stuff. This is not past life stuff or our lifetime stuff, but these are things that we've all inherited from our ancestors, you know, over years and years and years of feeling powerless and feeling like a victim and punished for things that they didn't do. So basically the setup for the month is that, you know, we could have our triggers pulled on being victims unless we clear this. And so the soul reaction place is that what we've inherited is self-worth that's been wounded and instincts that are off. Because, you know, our ancestors weren't in their truth. They weren't in their integrity. They were in their stories, like we were talking about early on. And so we've inherited the tendency to be that as well, and to believe that other people are better than we are. Again, it's that victim thing. So what I want everybody to do is just to take a moment and connect with their ancestors. If you close your eyes, you can see them. They're all lined up behind you, from your mom and your dad, and then, you know, your grandparents behind your mom and your dad, and the great-grandparents, and it just, the line gets bigger and bigger and wider the farther back it goes. So just turn around to all your ancestors and help them to forgive everyone who made them feel powerless. Everyone who took their power away, who made them feel like a victim, who punished them for things that they didn't do. Help them to forgive. And then let's call in an angel. The angel's name is Stamera. Stamera is the angel of forgiveness. And so let's ask Stamera to assist us and our ancestors in completing this forgiveness process. And in forgiving ourselves as well for not being able to cycle out of this. And just let Stamera bless us and our ancestors. And then in your imagination, create a bottle that's the size of a battleship. And into that bottle, in addition to all of your victim programming, put all your ancestors, and let's just help all of our ancestors that are ready to make their ascension. Let's just help them go to the light. So invite all the ones that are ready to go inside the bottle, put a cork in it, and give it to Stamera, and let Stamera take your ancestors to the light along with all old programs about victim and about not being powerful as we are, not owning our power. And just let it go. And we receive blessings from the angels for doing this work. The first blessing is a blessing of courage. Courage to follow your heart's command. The second blessing is a centeredness and calmness that enables you to see what you need to do and to accomplish your purpose. And the final blessing is renewed faith in yourself. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides. And know that this is going to be an incredible month, and that we are going to open to wonderful new possibilities for being better than we ever dreamed that we could be. Thank you.
Nice. All right. So, we're almost finished the show. Do you have anything else that you wanted to bring up?
Well, you know, I think that we've kind of hit all of the high points for this coming month. And, you know, I guess my final admonition would be to not go into fear. No matter what's happening around you, just pull yourself back into your center and know that it's not over till you create it. Because you have the power to create a new reality in every moment. So if you don't like what you're seeing around you, then stop, breathe, and change your thoughts. And you will affect a new reality.
Cool. All right. So we have support group starting tonight. Our next show's on the 21st. Our next live show with you is on the 1st. Anything else? Book coming out in April?
Yep. New realities of creation. In April as well.
Awesome. All right. Well, you have been listening to News for the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters. The clearing that Jean just did is part of our support group that we're going to be doing ongoing. It's also part of what we do on her live show, and is it also more in depth when we do our personal session that's 30 minutes. All right. So you have been listening to News for the Heart, and we'll be back next week. Thank you, Jean.
Okay, thank you.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.